man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old
Welcome,
boys can't do.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. James Kelso here from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time with this live show. And we're going to go live here in just a second to the Republican clown car debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They're going at it right now. It's been a barrel of laughs up to now. I want you to, I think the laughs will. We'll have some good laughs here in just a moment. So let's, without further ado, let's go to Nikki Haley, Nikki Birdbrain Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's made some great points tonight. He's a very smart guy. Chris Krispy Kreme Christie, who's really embarrassed himself, and Ron DeSanctimonious. And the only guy that scored points is Vivek Ramaswamy. He really clobbered. Here he is right now. Listen to him.
In the law. That is a provision that already allows ICE agents to deputize or allow local law enforcement to enforce those ICE warrants. And it shocks me that nobody in the Republican Party is talking about it, because there are 1 million then officials, law enforcement officials in this country. And against that backdrop, we absolutely have the ability to deport anybody who's in this country illegally.
Nice.
Thank you,
we
Mr. Ramaswamy.
We need to be talking about more in
Thank
this country.
Thank you. Governor Christie.
I actually did that as governor of South Carolina.
Governor Christie asked last night in Iowa whether he would be a dictator if he wins a second term in office. Donald Trump quipped, no, quote, except for day one, promising to seal the southern border. He has also pledged to begin the largest deportation operation in American history, saying that migrants are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country. He has pledged to round up and expel an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. What do you make of that plan?
I think it's completely predictable. I mean, look, he's made it very clear. There's no mystery to what he wants to do. He started off his campaign by saying, I am your retribution. 8 years ago, he said, I am your voice. This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him, anyone who has tried to hold him to account for his own conduct, and every one of these policies that he's talking about.
Okay, this is great. So you're getting a good taste of it there. Ramaswamy made a great point. Deputize a million state employees, to deputize them to be sheriffs to throw these illegals out. Now, here's Chris Krispy Kreme Christie, and I'll tell you what, this is a bitter man. This blimp of a professional politician, totally corrupt, is really, really looks bad. He's been screaming at all the people on the stage, then kind of kissing up to Nikki Haley, hoping to get somebody to throw him a lifeline. So here, we'll go back to it here. We'll just have fun here. I'll bounce back and forth among these idiots. And with one smart person, Vivek Ramaswamy. By the way, they have a voting system here for if you text 80810, that I don't even know how to do this sort of thing, but if you can text the winner of the debate to 80810, I'll tell you what, text Trump. Trump won the debate. I wasn't thinking. I tried to text and I wrote Ramaswamy, but then I realized, well, wait a minute. The true winner of the debate is Trump. Here we go.
It will only be his own retribution. He doesn't care for the American people. It's
Donald Trump. He doesn't care for the American people. I mean, what a pig. What a pig. The Republican Party ought to take Chris Christie and toss him out.
Than Joe Biden was on day one of his first. You have said Trump is not the same man he was when he ran in 2016. Your campaign is running ads showing Trump confused. And you have said he has, quote, lost the zip on his fastball. You seem to be saying Donald Trump is no longer mentally fit to be president. Is that what you think?
Look, he is showing Father Time is undefeated. The idea that we're going to put someone up there that's almost 80 and there's going to be no effects from that.
Big mistake.
That's not true. And so we have an opportunity to do a next generation of leaders and really be able to move this country forward. We also need a president that can serve two terms. I don't think Donald Trump, I don't think he'd be able to get elected. The Democrats want him to be the nominee. We see that. They are going to.
Oh, he just stepped in the cow pie right there. He just said, answered her yes. Donald Trump has diminished capacity. That was a very stupid mistake by Ron DeSantis. And he has been saying that. But he stepped in the same turd again. And he looks terrible. He looks like Alfred E. Newman. His squunched up face looks awful. So he's striking out. Nikki Haley looks awful. She's striking out. Chris Christie, of course, he's a blimp. He's striking out. And they're all mental midgets. And Vivek Ramaswamy did a great thing. When Nikki Haley and Chris Christie were bloviating about how much they want to support the Ukrainian World War III, he said, these people are phonies. They can't even name the provinces of eastern Ukraine into which they want to send your sons and daughters to die. It was great. They're phonies.
Going to bring a reckoning for how this government handled COVID-19.
Here's what, now, Chris, you got your chance to wax eloquent on Donald Trump. You've been doing it all this whole race.
Why doesn't he just answer the question? The question was very direct. Is he fit to be president or isn't he? The rest of the speech is interesting, but completely non-responsive. And if we were in a courtroom, they'd strike the answer and say, Governor DeSantis.
No, they wouldn't. They would say that.
You're a smart man.
Argue that
no, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
They would
Chris.
Strike the answer
no, they wouldn't.
Because you're not answering
you
it.
You just don't
fit?
Like. You
is
have your. You have
no.
Your thing.
Is he fit
you
or isn't he?
Thing.
No, I don't have my thing.
We don't.
He's the thing. Is
we
he
do
fit
not
or isn't
want
he?
To do someone
you're talking
that's
about him being 80 years old.
It doesn't
old.
Mean
Ron,
that somebody
is he
couldn't
fit?
Get elected. That's
Ron,
the people that
Governor DeSantis, let
Ron,
him.
Is he fit or isn't he?
Governor DeSantis, let him.
Ron, is he
I think we have an opportunity to do somebody who is in the prime of their life.
Yes.
We don't have to
no
worry about all this stuff with
Ron.
Stop, we can get it done.
Isn't this great? Are you loving it?
Look, Father Time is undefeated. I don't know how he would score on a test, but I know this. We have an opportunity to nominate someone and elect someone for two terms who's going to be spitting nails on day one and for 8 years
so
deliver
you
big
fit.
Result.
You
we
do
should
think.
Not nominate somebody
he won't answer.
Who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
No, I'm not.
He's no. You have to
no.
either you're afraid or you're not listening.
No, it's not.
There's a simple
you don't
question.
Want to hear
is
the
he
answer.
Fit?
Senators,
is
you,
he
I
fit?
Know you
hey, 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 hey. Nobody can hear this.
I
no one
that.
Can hear you. They can't hear you. You finish and then you go to bed.
All right.
You know, look, I'm a simple guy. Okay, I hear the question and I answer it. Is he fit or isn't he? I'll concede you're fit, Ron. You're a new generation. You're 44 years old. I wish I was still 44 years old. Okay?
45.
So, well, congratulations. I'd still take 45. Is he fit or isn't he? And this is the problem with my three colleagues. They're afraid to offend.
See,
let me tell you something. If you're afraid, if you're afraid,
watch Ramaswamy. Watch, watch Ramaswamy. Barry Christie.
What are you going to do when you sit
watch
across
it.
From
here he's
President
coming.
Xi,
get ready.
You sit across from the Ayatollah. You sit across from Putin. You have to be
what
willing to offend with the truth.
Okay.
And answer the question. Fit or unfit?
Okay, listen. I promised Ron DeSantis a minute and not a full minute.
It is not about offending.
You can wait and then we're moving
it's
on.
It's about pointing
give
out, them, do
give,
you want to elect somebody
give
who will
the microphone to Ramaswamy. He's
going to
destroy these guys.
I don't think he's as bad as Biden was at all. But I do think that over a four-year period, it is not a job for somebody that's pushing 80.
We need somebody that's younger. We need somebody that's going to be able to go in there and clean house on day one and do it for two terms. And
I'll
be
able to do that. Here's my issue with all three of my other colleagues on this debate stage. Is all three of them have been licking Donald Trump's boots for years for money and endorsements. Ron DeSantis, you've been a great governor, but you would have never been one without actually begging Donald Trump for that endorsement.
And you attacked him in your book a year ago.
Same thing with Chris Christie as a lobbyist, begging them for COVID money for his special interests in New Jersey, prepping him for the debates last time around. These people are now Monday morning quarterbacking some decision he made. I think the real enemy is not Donald Trump. It's not even Joe Biden. It is the deep state that at least Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job, that the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11, that the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform.
Wow.
That the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big
tech. Nice, I love it.
The 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment that actually put up the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that they knew was false. There's a reason why I'm the only person on the stage who can say these things. That's what it's going to take, not people who were licking his boots one time and now Monday morning quarterbacking and criticizing when it's convenient.
Governor Christie.
Nice.
You do not favor a ban on trans medical treatments for minors, saying it's a parental rights issue. The surgeries done on minors involve cutting off body parts at a time when these kids cannot even legally smoke a cigarette. Kids who go from puberty blockers to
he doesn't know he's cornered.
Much greater likelihood of winding up sterile. How is it that you think a parent should be able to okay these surgeries, never mind the sterilization of a child? And aren't you way too out of step on this issue to be the Republican nominee?
Beautiful.
No, I'm not. Because Republicans believe in less government, not more, in less involvement with government, not more in government involvement in people's lives. And you know what, Megan? I trust parents. And we're out there saying that we should empower parents in education.
Oh,
we should empower parents to make more decisions about where their kids
He's endorsing child mutilation. Not a winning approach, Chris. Crispy's cream, Christie, who could use a lot of his body, maybe not a body part, but a lot of his body could be profitably removed. But only for yourself, Christie. Don't make that decision for others. I'll tell you what. Ramaswamy just destroyed those people. That was beautiful. And with so many good points you're getting out there. I mean, I would tell you, when you ask who's the winner of this debate, please text 80810, the winner, Trump. Oh, my goodness. And you know Donald Trump's watching this right now, and he's with Eric and Don Jr. And, you know, I'll bet you Barron's in on it now, too, because Barron must be about 17 years old. He's a man. I think he's in the arena now with his dad, who is the man in the arena, to quote Theodore Roosevelt. So I am just loving this. Let's listen to the next one.
Let me tell you something. Yep. I have a follow-up question for him, and you guys are going to get to weigh in, okay? Here's my follow-up question. You talk about parental rights. Let's talk about them. When you were governor in 2017, you signed a law that required new guidelines for schools dealing with transgender students. Those guidelines required schools to accept a child's preferred gender identity, even if the minor's parents objected.
Not true.
And it said that there is no duty for schools to notify parents if their son or daughter changed.
Oh, she just crucified Chris Christie. Oh, he is. Oh, he is a bloody mess right now.
That's simply not true. That law was put into effect in 2018 and regulated in 2018 after I was out of office.
You mandated the guidelines.
No, we did not, Megan. We did not issue those guidelines, and you're wrong about that. Simply wrong. I have stood up each and every time.
So I think if this is one issue that's disqualifying, it's this one.
I, I stood up every single time.
That was Vivek Ramaswamy saying this issue is disqualifying for Chris Christie. And it is. he's just flat out lying, Christie is.
Parents are going to make decisions that we disagree with.
I think he's wetting his pants right now. But I want to hear what Vivek has to say, because this guy is exciting. It's very fortunate that he's on the stage, because this is a battle between truth and liars.
You abuse your kids. This is cutting off their genitals.
Okay, that was DeSantis trying to get some kind of a cheer going for himself. But what's wonderful about Vivek Ramaswamy is in this battle, Tucker Carlson has made the point, and Steve Bannon, this is a battle between truth and lies. And the Republic, what we are finding out, thanks to Donald Trump, is that the Republican Party, the Rhino Party, has been nothing but lies for our entire lives. And this is now bared to the light. And Vivek Ramaswamy is a brilliant truth teller. And so he's needed on this stage. So I'm looking for these moments when I watch when he gets the microphone. And Nikki Haley is a compulsive liar. Ron DeSanctimonious is a compulsive liar.
I promise in a second, so quickly.
I think the North Star here is transgenderism is a mental health disorder. We don't let you smoke a cigarette
nice.
By the age of 18. We don't let you have an addictive drink of alcohol by the age of 21. And I just challenge Ron DeSantis to go one step further and support what I think is clearly within the authority to do, using federal funds just like Reagan did in 84 for the Highway Act that said the minimum drinking age needs to be 21. We can do the same thing when it comes to banning genital mutilation or chemical castration.
Okay.
I know Ron's been
okay.
unclear on that on the federal
Haley.
Level. I'm crystal clear. That's where I stand.
Got it.
That's a mental health disorder. That's where
it.
I need to be at.
Go ahead.
So first of all, Ron has continued to lie because he's losing.
No, it's not
just,
a lie.
You are lying.
You said it on tape.
So first of all, I will say that when I was governor, 10 years ago, when the bathroom situation came up, we had maybe a handful of kids that were dealing with an issue. And I said,
oh, she's weaseling. So we missed Ron DeSantis saying that when she was governor of South Carolina, this woman is such a liar. And she's, you know, she just flat out lies about what she actually did as South Carolina governor. DeSantis just called her on one of those. So now she's weaseling around. Well, there weren't many of these kids when the bathroom situation came up. Oh, it's more than a bathroom situation. Nimrata.
So the idea that you would say that I was
signed
against
it,
that.
You didn't. You killed it. I signed it. I stood up for little girls. You didn't do it. And there was this going on. I was actually just in South Carolina. Some of the legislators told me at the time there were boys going into the girls. That's the whole reason why they did it.
No.
And so they say when she does that explanation that that doesn't hold water. And this is the upstate of South Carolina.
Ron,
I signed the bill. I protected the girl.
Do you know South Carolina?
She did not do it.
Do you know South Carolina?
Nice, nice. He just tore apart Nikki Haley. And see, this is beautiful to watch, folks. I know you love it as much as I do. Is that these people, who, I mean, this will end this whole thing. I think this is the final debate. So Ronna Romney McDaniel didn't get her wish. What these three midgets, DeSanctimonious, Bird Brain, and Krispy Kreme, they're just tearing each other apart, which is wonderful.
You seem to take a shot at Ambassador Haley, who is also Indian American and who converted to Christianity as an adult. You said, an easy thing for me to do, being a politician, is to shorten my name, profess to be a Christian, and then run. Make Vivek Vicky or whatever, end quote. Are you questioning Nikki Haley's Christian convictions? And why is your campaign made a point of referring to Ambassador Haley by her given first name, Nimrata, even though she has gone by Nikki for her whole life?
Well, my whole deal is if Nikki Haley, of all people, should know how to pronounce my name correctly, the rest of the news media can learn it. My deal is I'll call her Nikki when she can say my own name right. That's our little fun side bet there. Here's what I will say is deeper. I don't question her faith, but I question her authenticity. And I think that's deeper here. We were just talking about the trans issue. This is a symptom of a deeper cancer in American life, identity politics. This new religion that says your race, your gender, and your sexuality are your identity. It is anti-American. It is meritocratic. It's anti-meritocratic, and it is dividing this country to a breaking point. And I've spoken about this to the left. My books are all about this. I preach this to the left, but it's even worse when Republicans try to play the same game.
Nice.
We're talking about that trans issue. And Nikki Haley's campaign launch video sounded like a woke Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light ad talking about how she would kick in heels. At the first debate, she said that only a woman can get this job done. That's what she said. After the third debate, when I criticized Ronna McDaniel after five failed years of leadership of this party and criticized Nikki for her corrupt foreign dealings as a military contractor, she said that I have a woman problem. Nikki, I don't have a woman problem. You have a corruption problem. And I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt. This is a woman who will send your kids to die so she can buy a bigger house. This is the problem. Using identity politics more effectively than Kamala Harris is a form of intellectual fraud. And it actually needs to end. There's our donor puppet masters wielding their puppet right up here tonight. This is how this game is played. The puppet masters put up their puppet, and I reject the use of identity politics in this party. It has been a cancer coming from the left, and I'm sick and tired of the double standards the people of this country are too. Having two X chromosomes does not immunize
you
from
criticism.
Okay,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Governor Haley, would you like to respond?
No. It's not worth my time to respond.
Politics at every step. She knows it's true, and that's why she's actually...
Give you a response to the question that was to you.
Okay, we gotta move on to this. Now, by arrangement with the Republican National Committee, we've got two questions for you about the Justice Department and our election system. Here's Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. Governor Christie,
this will be good for you. The tape of Tom Fitton.
President Trump and many of his supporters claim federal law enforcement agencies have abused his civil rights for the last 8 years by, among other things, spying on him and now prosecuting him while having treated Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden with kid gloves. A recent Gallup poll shows that Americans think more highly of the U.S. Postal Service than they do the FBI or Justice Department. What would you do as president to restore the faith of the American people in these agencies?
Well, first off, I'm the only person on this stage who's actually done a job in the Department of Justice. I was the U.S. Attorney in New Jersey.
Okay, this is going to be. Tom Fitton was too general a question. He's one of us. Tom Fitton is a true patriot. He could have done much better with a question, but they wouldn't have played it. Had he asked a harder question, Ronna Romney McDaniel wouldn't have allowed it to be played tonight. That was beautiful. What Vivek Ramaswamy just did to Nikki Haley, again, he just chopped her down. Oh, it was beautiful. This guy, he's out of their league. DeSantis, Bird Brain, and Krispy Kreme are not in the intellectual league of Vivek Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy is in the Donald Trump league of smart people. And boy, does intelligence show. He is so articulate. And, you know, people don't know much about Vivek Ramaswamy. He's made millions of actually working, actually building something in a company, which these other three clowns never did. They just mysteriously ran into money and as politicians. So I'm just going to watch here. I'm watching to see when Chris Christie shuts his mouth. That's a good time to turn up the volume.
Attorneys general like Eric Holder and Loretta.
Oh, on and on and on. Just wait for the next better question. I'll tell you what, folks, tonight was fun. I had a whole list of things I wanted to talk about that I ran across today in my experience of the destruction of America. But I think this debate trumps those things. It's more interesting to you. And things that Steve Bannon talked about today, and Charlie Kirk, and the
a federal judge just ruled that Pennsylvania must count on dated mail-in ballots, and unlike Alabama, many states still don't require any identification to vote. What should states do now to increase election integrity and voter confidence for the 2024 election?
Well, Tom, thanks for the question. Thanks for what you guys doing.
Okay, that was too much of a softball. That was to Ron DeSantis, so he's going to spend 5 minutes talking about nothing. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a funny one I heard today. It went right over my head, sailed right by me. But I finally realized that Charlie Kirk was talking about Chuck Schumer. And, you know, the guy we all admire so highly. And he was talking about New York Senator Chuck Schumer. But he kept saying, you know, like when you can talk about Donald Trump, you can say Donald B. Trump. Or you can talk about Stephen K. Bannon. So he kept saying, Chuck U. Schumer. And so I just went, okay, I didn't know Schumer's middle name was U. But that's not what he was saying, is it? He was saying, Chuck U. Schumer. I love that, Charlie Kirk. Oh, that was wonderful. I had to get that off because it's on my list of notes here of neat things that happened today. So DeSantis is talking about how he's going to make the ballot more secure, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and all. All right, let's see. Let's get to somebody else here. Those are softball questions. Tom Fitton, I can't fault him for it. Let's see what.
Next.
Okay, they're taking a break. That was Megyn Kelly there, who's one of the faces that you would recognize on the stage here in Tuscaloosa. They somehow managed to keep the Trump, a real Trump crowd, out of the auditorium there. So they must have screened the people and screened out us MAGA people, because there were a lot of really ripe moments for a MAGA crowd to just lustily boo the three Lilliputians. And to cheer Vivek Ramaswamy, who would have gotten a big cheer from the Trump crowd. So, I don't know, you know, they engineered that to keep us out. And Vivek made a reference to that. He said the donor class crowd, there were obvious canned moments where somebody up in the balcony was booing or yelling or cheering for something said by or about Nikki Haley. It was like a cheering section for Nikki Haley. And Vivek said, oh, there's the donor class. The donor class is up there. It was a paid-for crowd. Somehow the donor class got those people in there. And it did sound like that. It was a canned deal. This has been fun tonight. And we're in an ad on the debate, so I'll just kind of let me see if we have something going on here over on my message board. Okay. If you want to call in with a message, you can do that at our usual number, 512. That's Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support deep into the heart of Texas, 512-248-8252. And we'll come back to this debate here in a second. And once again, you know, the Trump Phenomenon radio show put in a call, even with the gotta replace her, Rona, Romney McDaniel. And, we told her we wanted this debate to coincide with tonight's show. And, well, you know, when we say jump, Rana says how high. I guess we're in a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Indeed, we are. And let's go back to the, God, we've got a lot of this Republican debate to go here. Let me check in and see where we are. And I've got some interesting facts I came across while we were in that break. And let me see what's going on here. Here we go. Let's turn it up. This is Nikki Nimrata Randhawa.
That is anti-Semitic. We will change the definition so that every government, every school has to acknowledge the definition for what it is. The third thing is we really do need to ban TikTok once and for all. And let me tell you why. For every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok every day, they become 17% more anti-Semitic, more pro-Hamas based on doing that. We now know that 50% of adults 18 to 25.
Wow. What a, I mean, bird brain is a good name for her. What did she just say? I didn't listen closely enough. She said something like for every minute, or was it whatever, some short amount of time that someone watches TikTok, you become 17%. 17, not 16, not 18. 17% more anti-Semitic. I mean, God. Does she bird brain?
Dismissed it as an aspiration. The Israelis.
Okay, so this is a softball question on the lack of preparation, lack of readiness of Israel for the Hamas attack. the lack of alertness. It's just a softball question. Here's something important that came up today in the news. It was Charlie Kirk's central theme after he talked about Chuck you, Schumer. This is incredibly important, and Charlie Kirk is on it the most adroitly. The rhinos are taking the Republican Party down in flames. Today, there was a trifecta of three, or this week, there's been a planned, coordinated rhino trifecta of sacrificing the only governmental shred that we patriots have, which is control of the House. Razor-thin numerical superiority in the House. Hard to call that control. And here's what happened. First, the rhinos got rid of the New York foolish, clownish congressman who was elected on false pretenses, but who has, and Charlie Kirk pointed this out, I forget the guy's name, from New York, okay? They voted him out of the House. They cut down their own majority by one person, and it turns out this guy has a 98%+ pro-patriot voting record, according to Charlie Kirk's own Turning Point USA scorecard, which is the hardest scorecard. It's almost impossible to get a 98% rating with Turning Point. But this guy has that. So they got rid of him, so they lost one member. Then, this is amazing, Kevin McCarthy announces that he is out of the House on December 31st. Not at the end of his term, in just a matter of weeks, he will quit the House. They lose another member while he still have a year to go. Okay, now they're down to a majority of two people. Then, also obviously coordinated, Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio announces he's resigning, and he's resigning to do what? He was appointed by the never-Trumper rhino, Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio, to be the president of Youngstown State University. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Ramaswamy's talking.
Part of a broader deterrence strategy, and so I think I'm going to respectfully disagree with Ron here. I think the next U.S. president needs to be crystal clear that at least for the foreseeable future, the U.S. will absolutely defend Taiwan. And it is with that clarity that we actually achieve deterrence. But I have a broader strategy than that. We need to get on side in our relationship with India, take it to the next level. India has to be able to block the Andaman Sea, which is where China gets most of its Middle Eastern oil supplies. That's critical. I also do believe the Second Amendment is a critical way of preventing foreign autocrats from being able to. It's worked in America. Why wouldn't it work in Taiwan? So it is part of a broader strategy. But I do think that we need to be specific about our deterrence strategy, or else Xi Jinping is just encroaching by the day. And the reason why we're not doing it for China, I want to be crystal clear, is because we're scared. Why are we scared? Because we depend on them for our modern way of life. Why do we depend on them for our modern way of life? It's because Nikki Haley's latest friends like Larry Fink have created commingled economies with BlackRock telling Exxon and Chevron they can't drill here while being a shareholder of PetroChina, not applying those same constraints in China. So it is our economic dependence on China that makes us scared. If that were a Russian spy balloon, we'd have shot it down in an instant. If that were a Russian spy base in Cuba, we'd be actually going hard on them instead of turning the other way as we are with China. So it comes back down to that economic dependence. We cannot depend on them for our pharmaceuticals, our semiconductors, and people have been lied to for a long time. Our own military, the F-35 jets that we make in this country, depend on China, and it's going to take an outsider to fix that broken establishment.
Thank you, Mr. Ramaswamy.
Nice.
Ambassador Haley, would you like to respond?
Nice. Let's see what her weak response is.
I mean, when it comes to China and Taiwan, the one way that we keep China from going into Taiwan is, one, make sure that we win in Ukraine, that we protect our friends, but also let China know that they'll be hell to pay if they go into Taiwan. They need to know that there is going to be a force that's going to go against them. And they need to know it's not just going to be the United States. That is why we need to build our partnership.
Weak. She turned that into the Ukraine, her lust for World War III in Ukraine. Brilliant again by Vivek Ramaswamy. This is an impressive guy. I hope he finds a place in the Trump administration. Okay, now here's a detail I found for you. So there's a trifecta today. What's the name of this congressman, New York congressman? They had like a 4-vote majority. So they throw away one very patriotic voting clown congressman. Okay, then Kevin McCarthy, in an act of utter treason, utter betrayal of America, knowing what he's doing. This man, we were so right about Kevin McCarthy as a coward, as a self-serving narcissist, as a power-lusting person willing to do anything to secure that power. He turned on America today. And then, now, here's the detail I researched here. I got this. Bill Johnson, appointed without any public reaction. No, they didn't put it out to the student body. They didn't put it out to Youngstown, Ohio. Mike DeWine appoints Bill Johnson as the president of Youngstown State University, which is only 10,000 students. It's not a highly rated school. It's a middle quality college. 10,000 students. But why did Bill Johnson, who's going to walk away from the Congress, he's going to also commit the same act of treason against American patriots. He's a rhino phony, Bill Johnson is. This Bill Johnson. Well, guess what? As a congressman, his annual pay is $174,000. As the president, the contract, he just signed a 3-year contract with Youngstown State University, $410,000. Oh, sweet Bill Johnson, for $225,000, you betray America, you piece of garbage, rhino. And now we're down to one vote majority for the Republicans. And that majority includes coward Congressman Ken Buck. Ken Buck, who is a never-Trumper. And it just takes one. They have plenty of 80-year-old congressmen. Just takes one of them to get sick. I think Chuck Hughes Schumer and his team can arrange for a Republican congressman to get sick. And that's it. That's the end of the Republican majority in the House. And we got to live with that for a year. Thank you, Kevin McCarthy. Thank you, Bill Johnson. Thank you, that Bill Johnson. And thank you to the rhinos who just threw out Santos. That's his name, George Santos, who had a 98-point-something turning point voting score, which is almost impossible to get.
My wife is here today. Badass surgeon. She did a bunch of cases with cancer survivors earlier today. Flew here to be not tonight. We'll be back at 7 a.m. in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow, taking care of those patients in the OR. And on the front lines are people who have actually not swallowed for years. And here's what's something that's awful that's happening in our healthcare system. They'll pay for anything like feeding tubes, doctors to be pill pushers. But for the procedures that can actually make these patients better, we have a broken healthcare system that doesn't pay for it. My wife, Apoorva, in many cases, does not get paid for those procedures. She does them anyway because it's the right thing to do. But that does not work system-wide. So here's the answer. We don't have a healthcare system in
Beautiful.
This country. We have a sick care system.
Beautiful.
We need to start having diverse insurance options in a competitive marketplace that cover actual health, preventative medicine, diet, exercise, lifestyle, and otherwise. And okay. Here's how we deliver that. End the antitrust exemptions for health insurance companies. That's where the competitive marketplace begins.
Next
that's crony capitalism, and that's the answer.
Okay, through Operation
nice.
Warp Speed, the Trump administration and private industry developed a COVID vaccine in record time.
Wow, that last answer by Vivek Ramaswamy was brilliant. We just had an interruption of the signal here. I'm watching this over on Rumble. And it says, we'll be right back. So their signal got cut. Boy, I'll tell you what, all kinds of you can expect all kinds of criminality there. Our internet is working pretty well, or so we seem to think, because Google and the others, Facebook, censoring our flow of information, are doing it out of sight. So it's happening to us, but we don't know it. But I think much more obvious severance of our lifeline of information will be coming to us, especially if Trump doesn't win. If Trump doesn't win, you know this is coming, where you will find that you don't hear this show, or you don't hear Charlie Kirk, you don't see Steve Bannon. And boy, do we need that. I realize today, you know, like some of you listening to my voice live, we need that. It's important that you hear live. Kelso is thinking about the same terrible prospects that you are thinking about and worrying about. And here's a live human voice with his kids and his house and his life, and he's doing his best to grapple with this emerged communism. And we need that. We need to hear there's some, a warm human being out there who's also defending him or herself. And that's why Charlie Kirk is live. Steve Bannon, twice a day I watch Steve Bannon. He's live. And it's happening right there. And I need that. It doesn't, somehow if I watch even Steve Bannon or even Charlie Kirk and I watch a recorded show, it's not the same. Because this is a present time emergency. So what we all need, and this is one thing that Republic Broadcasting is giving you, is live. You're hearing a real person who can take messages from you and is talking to you, and it's happening right now. And this is Trump talking live, or this is the Republican debate live. Boy, it's still gone. Still gone. Let me hit refresh on this over at Rumble. At Rumble, of course, if you're not familiar with that, is the much better than YouTube replacement for YouTube, but it's much smaller than YouTube. So let's just see what's going on here. I think it should come back here in a moment. Maybe they're in an ad segment.
Hurry.
I think the signal is restored. And so as soon as this ad ends, I think here we are. We're at the Republican debate. So we'll be back in a second with our last two segments. That was very, very interesting. Vivek Ramaswamy, I'd forgotten this. His wife apparently is a medical doctor, I think. And, this is a very genuine guy. And his thinking, this is what I love about Charlie Kirk. I love about Stephen K. Bannon. And I love about Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump. They're all brilliant. And this battle for our survival is, we don't need any little boys in this battle. We need people that can put on the big boy britches. Big brains, big courage, big cojones, and get the twerps and the Lilliputians, get them off the scene here, the Chris Christies and the phonies and the liars. But we also need people that are like Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. His disqualification, maybe, I've heard people talk about him like, well, he's a nice guy, but naive. He's not a heavyweight. And we got to have a heavyweight to manage that razor-thin Republican majority. It doesn't look like Mike Johnson's up to the job description. And that's what Steve Bannon talks about a lot is... you know, Mike Johnson, are you, you know, Mike Johnson is playing footsie with a continuing resolution. He's playing footsie with the whole business of dealing with the rhinos. He's running with the rhinos. What we need what that's in that song that we play sometimes, with the dogs running. We need the dogs running. Okay, so here we are. Let me see if I can get this to run for us.
Best of the free life is still.
Oh, we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
The good times ain't over for good.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Big John. Big John.
Hey, I'm going to.
Every morning at the mine, you can see.
I'm going to rush in here and cut off big bad Donald John Trump, that is. Here it is. They're giving their summary statement. So this is DeSantis in his closing statement, his chance to puff himself up. And then Vivek. I want to hear Vivek. But here's Ron DeSantis.
Against us. So Silent Cal knew the proper role of the federal government. The country was in great shape when he was president of the United
States. He's saluting Calvin Coolidge, and he's one of my favorite presidents.
Over to you, Mr. Ramaswamy, to conclude our history lesson.
Sure. Well, I will say Ron picked a president who was born on July 4th. I'll pick one who died on July 4th. It's Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
He was 33 years old when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. And you all are sitting on a swivel chair today. He invented the swivel chair while he was at it, while writing that Declaration of Independence.
That's that founding spirit that we miss, that we're the pioneers. We're the explorers, the guy who sent him out on the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Beautiful.
And I think a lot about what would Thomas Jefferson say to today's Republican Party. And I think one thing he'd remind us of, we haven't talked about it as much tonight, but I think it is one of the interesting ideological discussions we're having in our party is freedom of speech. You get to express your mind freely, no matter how heinous the opinion. Thomas Jefferson understood that.
All right.
He's an inspiration.
Thank you,
for
sir.
Me.
Thank you, Mr. Ramaswamy. And believe it or not, it's time for closing statements. Governor Christie, would you like to begin?
Oh, here they go.
Thank you. I want you all to kind of picture in your minds Election Day. You'll all be heading to the polls to vote.
Oh, God. I'm going to spare you Chris Christie's closing statement because it might be traumatic. It might come in, up in a nightmare. So let's just let this go. I want to comment on Vivek Ramaswamy and his salute to Thomas Jefferson. This guy is so brilliant. So brilliant. That was so amazing. You're all sitting on swivel chairs. I just learned something. Thomas Jefferson invented the swivel chair. And he was, you know, I go back to what John Kennedy said when he was, there was a group of Nobel laureates in his Oval Office. And he said, the only time there was more brain power in this room, there's a whole room full of Nobel laureates, was when President Thomas Jefferson sat alone at this desk. Wow. More brain power. And that's the truth about Thomas Jefferson. And I like that Vivek appreciates that. Okay, there we go. Now let's go to
topic we didn't talk about tonight, but I think is one of the most important topics that needs to be discussed. That is this climate change agenda that is shackling this country like a set of handcuffs.
Nice.
I said it at the first debate, and I stand by it. The climate change agenda is a hoax because it has nothing to do with the climate. That's what we have to see. 98% reduction
Brilliant.
In climate disaster-related deaths in the last century. 8 times as many people are going to die of cold temperatures this year than warm ones. Yet against that backdrop, there's an issue coming up in Iowa. It's core to Iowa farmers. I met Kim Junker, Kathy Stockdale, and other farmers who are about to have a carbon capture pipeline built across their land using eminent domain to do it. That's unconstitutional and it's wrong. And if you thought COVID was bad, what's coming with this climate agenda is far worse. We should not be bending the knee to this
nice.
New religion. That is what it is. It is a substitute for a modern religion. We are flogging ourselves and losing our modern way of life.
Wow. Wow. That was a brilliant thing to end on. End of our show. I'll give you more recaps tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.